Andrew, Emily, welcome to Last Motel.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So first, tell us a little bit about how you met, because the towns you're from are quite a ways away, and you have very different upbringings, and somehow you've come together to form Mandolin Orange.
Yeah, well, we actually met through some mutual friends in the Big Fat Gap. We met playing bluegrass together, and it's kind of funny. Bluegrass was always the music I grew up playing in Chapel Hill, whereas Andrew grew up in rural North Carolina, and he never played bluegrass until he moved to Chapel Hill.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I guess I just never reached rural North Carolina. I'm not sure. But, I moved up to Chapel Hill, I guess it was about 4 years ago, and started working in the rubber room with Jerry Brown, which is a studio in Chapel Hill, and then kind of just started hanging out on the scene, and then met Emily 2.5 years ago, like she said, playing bluegrass, and it's kind of, we've kind of moved on from there and just never quit playing together since we met.
But it must have been funny, Emily, because you sort of started on the violin with Suzuki learning classical music, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
And then what took you in this other direction?
Well, to be honest, I was really hating my Suzuki training, and I wanted to quit so bad. I got so tired of practicing, but luckily my parents wouldn't let me. They just said I had to choose a different genre to go with. So I stopped taking the Suzuki and took like about a year off, and then I started taking bluegrass lessons and got really into that because I really like learning by ear a lot more than reading sheet music. So everything I've done since then has been by ear, which came in really handy when Andrew and I started playing together, because he's always bringing these original songs to me, and I have to kind of work them out just based on what I hear.
Well, you've got your instruments. You want to give us a song here?
Yeah, I think we'll play Never Die. This one's on Hard-Hearted Stranger.
All the workers in song turn a dime, dragging chains through the countryside, tied to color brought on each night, born to live and never die. So well, and the gamble's hard when the gamble fails, and all the color won't turn, and I'm born to live and die. From the time she rose till the time she sets, well, the old girl knows that she never forgets a gambling heart. If it bleeds enough, she'll remember me some. Heart. If it bleeds enough, she'll remember me someday.